Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, on to the theater.
Stop suspecting me! Please, dear! You hurt me!
Even Breakfast is brutal in Eugene O'Neill's harrowing family drama, Long Day's Journey into Night. This scene is from a new production at the new Repertory Theater in Watertown. It's a homecoming of sorts. Though O'Neill was born in New York City, he had major ties to Boston. And as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, a lead actor in this new staging has some personal, almost eerie connections to the play and the playwright.
Eugene O'Neill's life was as dramatic as his work, full of euphoric highs and torturous lows. He experienced the gamut during various stints in the Boston area.
He spent his formative years in Provincetown and lived there and had his first theatrical successes there.
Director Scott Edmiston also says O'Neill studied playwriting at Harvard before becoming famous. But in the end, after years of family conflict and debilitating illness,
he died in Boston in what is now a Boston University dormitory, and he's buried here in Boston.
Some people believe O'Neill's ghost haunts that BU dorm. When Edmiston agreed to direct Long Day's Journey into Night for the new Repertory Theater, he was compelled to pay his respects at the Forest Hills Cemetery in Jamaica Plain.
The day before rehearsal, I was very full of the play, and I was trying to process all of my feelings and ideas about it, and I thought, I need to take a pilgrimage. And so I just hopped in my car and drove over to his grave and just said, Gene, I'm going to do my best by your play, I promise. But I do feel a kind of spiritual energy around him here in Boston.
Spiritual energy seems to hover over this production, too. The set is ghost-like. Everything, the floors, walls, furniture, costumes, all are white. And Edmiston says every character is haunted by the past.
All families have a lot of sorrows and fears and regrets, and we tend to carry them privately over a long period of time. In Long Day's Journey and Tonight, what he did is he took all of those sorrows of his family and condensed them theatrically into one day.
You've never saved a dollar in your life. You've never known the value of a dollar, you never will. You've thrown away your salary every week on whores and whiskey.
My salary, Christ!
Long Day's Journey is based on O'Neill's own family. The father, played here by Will Lyman, is an Irish-American actor, like O'Neill's father. In a cosmic coincidence, the real-life actor Lewis Wheeler, who plays the son in the new reproduction, was, like O'Neill, born into a life of theater.
I never wanted to be an actor. You forced me on the stage.
No, that's a lie. You never made any attempt to find anything else to do. You left it to me to find you a job. I have no influence except in the theater.
Lewis, son of David Wheeler, acknowledges some parallels with O'Neill's life.
I don't have the raging alcoholic relationship with my father that is described in the play, but my dad, who was a director and worked in theater his whole life, worked on this original Broadway version in 1956. So when I auditioned for this play last year and got the callbacks and then got the part, I was thrilled and overjoyed, as was my dad. He was just so proud of me.
But sadly, David Wheeler won't see his son Lewis on this stage. The much-loved theater director died this past January. He founded the Theater Company of Boston in the 60s and helped launch the careers of Stockard Channing, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino. Since the early 80s, David Wheeler directed more than 20 productions at the American Repertory Theater. Growing up with all of this made Lewis Wheeler's life pretty unconventional.
It was wonderful and crazy. We felt like this sort of circus family, you know, because we were just doing this weird stuff. But the great thing was being able to, you know, go to these plays when I was 6, 7, 8, that, you know, I would just be backstage hanging around, you know, watching Al Pacino do his thing and just hanging out.
Lewis Wheeler says being in this play at this moment is challenging and oddly comforting.
Yeah, Dad is sort of watching this from somewhere, and I do hear his comments in my ear. So,
For Wheeler, taking on a long day's journey into night is a way to honor his father's legacy in Boston and also playwright Eugene O'Neill's. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
A memorial service for David Wheeler will be held May 14th at the ART's Loeb Drama Center in Cambridge. Long Day's Journey into Night is currently being staged at the New Repertory Theater in Watertown through April 22nd.